At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. Joining us in the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, a guy that I've gotten over the last few years. He's a coach. He was an athlete, but there's so much more to Dominique Pierre-Toussaint than that. Dom, thank you for joining us.
How's it going, Mike? How's it going?
Good, man. I want to start with, because you tell the story better than I, you know, where you've ended up, and you're in downtown Hopkins and some of the things that you've done. Downtown Hopkins was just recognized last night, and I'll be darned if the mayor didn't point you out in the midst of that speech for very good reason. But explain how Dom grew up and how football helped change his life.
I grew up, I was born in Brooklyn, New York, reside in Far Rockaway, Queens, Edgemere Projects, you know, during the crack era, right with the beginning of the crack era.
Yep.
It was different seeing the change from night to day due to the effects of drugs hitting our community. And I lived in a pretty tough community. Edgemere was a tough community, but it made me who I am today.
Claimed the lives of some of your friends, but you took a different path. What did you do?
Hip-hop was a part of my life. I was into the arts. It took an art teacher and a music teacher that noticed that I had a passion for it, and they helped me utilize that passion in a good form. And it took a mentor, Mr. Smalls, that took me out of the streets from doing graffiti and took me into a center and actually had me do my graffiti on the wall instead of defacing property and getting into trouble or behind bars. So it took some mentors to make me who I am today, too.
So you're playing football. You've got somebody channeling your art and energy in the right direction, but it's never a smooth path. When you left high school, how did you end up in Minnesota?
Actually, I was in Maryland. I moved kind of like a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air type situation from the streets of Edgemere.
Yep.
Got into a life-threatening situation there. And had to move and moved in with my aunt and uncle in Maryland and attended a school in the suburbs. So that was different for me from being from the urban area and moving into a suburb area. And coach pulled me along and yanked me into wrestling. And the only thing I knew, Mike, was WWF. So
yeah.
I was pretty strong and he noticed that. So he utilized my strength and he guided me to a place that actually earned me a scholarship out to Dickinson State University.
And then what?
And then, you know, in Dickinson State University in North Dakota, it gave me a little chance to explore football, too, even more. So I played for Hank Bijou out there for one season and, you know, the tracks of not continuing school the proper way kind of led me to not finishing school, but that led me here to Minnesota instead of moving back to Brooklyn. And when I moved here to Minnesota, it was a buddy of mine that was working for Prince at that time, and he asked me to join him in being one of the security guards, bodyguard with him out at Paisley Park and on a couple of events that he had downtown. And that opened my eyes up to Minneapolis and noticed the beauty of the arts here, and it started bringing the arts back out in me, Mike.
What was Prince like?
He was an interesting gentleman. I rarely talked to him. It was only during the late nights that he would have functions out at Paisley Park. But I do remember one story. I was guarding the steps that go up to where top DJ area, and I saw a silhouette, and it was just a small silhouette. And I'm going to tell you, Mike, I thought it was a woman going up the steps.
So yeah.
I screamed at him.
Yeah.
Screamed at him and said, "Hey, get over here." And as the silhouette got closer and I looked a little deeper, and I noticed it was Prince. We used to call him Old Boy.
Yeah.
I noticed it was Prince, and he walked up to me and he said, "Well, at least I know you're doing your job." And then he told me to walk through the crowd with him to get to the DJ booth. So he was a very interesting cat.
Okay, so now you've coached. I'm skipping ahead a little bit here, but I wanted, you've gotten involved in a couple of things in Hopkins, and I mentioned that you got called out for it in a good way last night from the mayor, because you're doing something in downtown Hopkins with your talents and your gifts. Explain what's happened in downtown Hopkins and what role you're playing in it.
Well, I work for ICA Food Shelf.
Yep.
And I'm the community relations manager for ICA Food Shelf. So in my role, what I do, Mike, is I first create a space to listen to the concerns of our new generation, and community leaders, city officials, and Hennepin County officials. Then I identify the common grounds between the conversations then show that they share about their concerns. And the three major concerns I've heard repeatedly revolves around food insecurities, employment, counseling, and housing. And the funny thing is, with this organization that I'm with, they just so happen to provide me with the exact resources needed for this community first approach to addressing the immediate needs of our service areas. So what I've done is I utilize those resources that I have to really extend myself to the community. And this Hopkins community has accepted me, and they've brought the art back out of me, Mike. I lost it for a little bit, but I found my passion again, and this great city has given me that opportunity to share my eclectic thoughts and out-of-the-box thinking here.
Dominic Pierre Toussaint is our guest. He's out in Hopkins. He's a fixture out there. But I want to get into the food shelf part of it, because I don't think people understand. And one of the big reasons I wanted to have you on tonight was because of the work that you, not just you, but the rest are doing there. Explain the need for food shelves in the suburbs, because everybody thinks, not everybody, a lot of people think it's only an urban issue. Explain the need for ICA food shelf in the suburbs.
Well, first of all, the first thing is everybody always thinks it's just a food shelf. It is not just a food shelf.
Much more.
Wraparound services. Yeah, much more. Wraparound services. They actually help out with housing. As I stated earlier before, food insecurity, employment assistance, resume assistance, mental health connected with us through a relationship with Relate, and housing assistance. So it is more than just a food shelf. And right now, that is what I'm trying to do, is make sure that our community members understand that we are here to serve them, and we're here to serve them in any capacity as possible to help them achieve.
What is the number one need, you think, amongst the people?
The number one need right now, I'm not going to lie to you, due to the stopping. It's not food insecurity at the moment, but it's more housing. Housing mm-hmm. seems to be the issue right now. And, you know, we've, as an organization, we actually helped about 1,000 individuals avoid eviction last year.
How do you do that?
How do we do that? Well, we do that with the help of Hennepin County, the CAP board, Community Action Partnership, and also with some of the services from the government, which with the CAPHC, I happen to be a board member there as well.
Yep. So the people that are in need out there right now, for food, for housing, for all these things, obviously it's the old saying, you know, teach a man to fish and he'll eat for life. What can you do to give them the resources, intellectually speaking, educationally speaking, to help negate this problem?
I'm going to say it is not just one, it is not just ICA to help out with the situation. It takes collaborating with schools, collaborating with cities, collaborating with parents, caretakers. It's an old saying, Mike. It takes a village, man.
Yep.
It really does. It takes a village. And I know it's an old saying, but it is the truth. And right now, we're working together to end the silos and work as a unity. Work in unity right now. So it sounds like a cliche, my man, but it is the truth. We are working together with everybody. And right now, we have the backing of the city of Hopkins. We have the backing of Henry County and the backing of Hopkins Public Schools. And ICA is just another piece on the board to help us move strategically.
Now, you've raised some great kids, and you know what kids mean. I know what they mean to you. You've coached them. I've seen you coach them. You've done lots of things for kids along the way. When you see a kid who is short on hope, meaning they live in a household where there isn't a lot of reason to be optimistic, what do you try to do for them, and what can we do for them?
Well, I just keep it simple, Mike. I find out what they're passionate about, and then I draw off their passion. And then I create a platform that's off their passion so they can share their gifts with the world and make sure that I actually showcase them in a way that makes them proud to be who they are. That's what was done for me when I was younger. I wish I had all of the resources I have right now. So now that I have all these resources, Mike, I'm just creating platforms for those individuals that are in need like that, especially the youth.
What if you see children, not just you, but I'm talking about us or any of us, and you think they're in a bad situation? You think that the parents aren't giving them what they need to be successful. You think that it's going to end badly if they stay in this situation. What do you do?
Man, that's a wide open question right there, Mike.
Yeah. But I think about it for ourselves, because we all have, sometimes we see things and we're not quite sure, but we think, my God, that kid needs more help than they're giving him, you know?
Right. And there's no simple question. There's no simple answer
right
to that, Mike. The only thing you can do, let me be clear, too. You're not going to be able to save everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's the role that's what I keep in mind, because you try to do the best that you can and whatnot. You can't for sure think that they're going to listen to you or follow you. But the best that I do, the only thing I know to do is be myself and to show that individual that I am here for them as long as they're here to work with me to help them.
What do you tell people that go, you know, I'm at a stage in life where I need to give something back, and I'm not quite sure how I can be most effective in doing that? How can people be effective in volunteering? I don't know if it is for your group or not, but what kind of inventory should they take, and where should they go if they have a resource? If it's not just money, but I mean the ability to mentor or to assess, what can they do?
Well, first I have them reach out to me and then share what their passion is. And then what I do from there, Mike, is I create so many platforms in the community, Mike, that I will find something with your skill set to actually assist and volunteer. But I make sure that it fits along your schedule. I make sure that it's that you are comfortable in doing it. So the first step, Mike, is reach out to me.
And that's at ICA. And ICA, like Dom said, it's much bigger than, it's not just a food shelf, it's so much more. But I guess what I'm trying to do is get people to think about, you know, what could we do? Where could we fit? If we people have skill sets and gifts that I think get underutilized, particularly as they get older, Dom, that could be incredible assets for organizations like yours.
Well, at ICA Food Shelf, actually, we run by volunteers. But say a high percentage of our considered coworkers are volunteers. And it's individuals with different skill sets. They come to us and they tell us what their passions are, and we place them in a situation that actually helps and benefits us and the community.
Dom, I got to tell you, though, man, you don't live life sitting down. You're out there. You're trying to do something good. You're trying to make Hopkins better. You're trying to make these different communities better because you know who they were because you were there. And I commend you for all that you're doing, and I just encourage you to keep doing what you're doing because you are giving something really special back to Hopkins and beyond. So thank you for joining us tonight, and I think you know your story. That's why I wanted people to hear your background before we got to the point about what you're doing now, because it's a story that provides hope and it shows us what we should be doing. So I just appreciate it very much, and you and I will have coffee again soon. All right.
All right, Mike. I look forward to it. Don't threaten me with a good time.
You got it, buddy. Dominique Pierre Toussaint, the one and only Dom.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.